the Great Seal of the United States on them, which are being tendered the Chinese guests at President Nixon's banquet. It looks as though we are getting pretty close to the moment of the toast. I think Joe Enlai was drinking water then. At a banquet like this, I suppose you have to pace yourself, don't you, Ross Terrell?
I've found that through bitter experience, Charles.
When they fill up those little cups time and time again, there may not be much in each one, but eventually they take their toll.
And the problem is you don't quite know how many more courses of food are coming. It's interesting, Bernard, you were mentioning before the long tradition of declaring Mao Zedong dead. I think the first time this was done by the Russians. The official journal of the Comintern in the early 30s published an obituary of Mao Zedong, and the Chinese still remember this today as one of the many faux pas that the Russians have committed against them.
There, the president seems to be about to rise, and the long-awaited toast, from which we may learn something of the progress of these talks, is about to take place. The president's going up to those microphones there.
Prime Minister, and our very distinguished guests from the People's Republic of China and the United States of America. It is a great privilege that while we are guests in your country, to be able to welcome you and the Chinese who are present here as our guests this evening. On behalf of Mrs. Nixon and all of the members of our official party, I want to express my deep appreciation for the boundless and gracious hospitality which you have extended to us.
和我们来自中华人民共和国和美利坚合众国的十分尊敬的客人们，我们能有机会在贵国做客期间，欢迎你和今晚在座的诸位中国客人，感到十分荣幸。我愿代表尼克松夫人 和同行的全体正式成员，对你们给予我们的无限好客和盛情的款待，表示深切的感谢。
As you know, it is the custom in our country that the members of the press have the right to speak for themselves and that no one in government can speak for them. But I am sure that all those from the American press who are here tonight will grant me the rare privilege of speaking for the press in extending their appreciation to you and your government for the many courtesies you have extended to them.
而政府中谁也不能代表他们讲话，但是我相信今晚在座的全体美国报界人士都会授予我这一个少有的特权，来代表他们感谢你和贵国政府给予他们的种种礼遇。You
have made it possible for the story of this historic visit to be read, seen, and heard by more people all over the world than on any previous occasion in history.
你们使得全世界空前之多的人们得以耳闻目睹这一历史性访问的情景。
Yesterday, along with hundreds of millions of viewers on television, we saw what is truly one of the wonders of the world, the Great Wall. As I walked along the wall, I thought of the sacrifices that went into building it. I thought of what it showed about the determination of the Chinese people to retain their independence throughout their long history. I thought about the fact that the wall tells us that China has a great history and that the people who built this wonder of the world also have a great future.
我们同济一电视观众一起看到了名副其实的世界奇迹之一中国的长城。当我在城墙上漫步时，我想到为了建筑这座城墙而付出的牺牲，我想到它所显示的中国人民在自己的漫长历史中始终保持独立的决心。我想到这样一个事实，就是长城告诉我们，中国有伟大的历史。
The Great Wall is no longer a wall dividing China from the rest of the world, but it is a reminder of the fact that there are many walls still existing in the world which divide nations and peoples. The Great Wall is also a reminder that for almost a generation, there has been a wall between the People's Republic of China and the United States of America. In these past 4 days, we have begun the long process of removing that wall between us.
长城已不再是一道把中国和世界其他地区隔开的城墙。 但是它提醒我们，世界上仍然存在着许多把各个国家和人民隔开的城墙。长城还提醒我们，在几乎一代的岁月里，中华人民共和国和美国之间存在着一道城墙。四天以来，我们已经开始了拆除我们之间这座城墙的长期过程。
We began our talks recognizing that we have great differences. But we are determined that those differences not prevent us from living together in peace.
我们开始会谈时就承认我们之间有巨大的分歧，但是我们决心不使这些分歧妨碍我们和平相处。
You believe deeply in your system, and we believe just as deeply in our system. It is not our common beliefs that have brought us together here, but our common interests and our common hopes. The interest that each of us has to maintain our independence and the security of our peoples. And the hope that each of us has to build a new world order in which nations and peoples with different systems and different values can live together in peace, respecting one another while disagreeing with one another. Letting history rather than the battlefield be the judge of their different ideas.
你们深信你们的制度，我们同样深信我们的制度。我们大家聚会在这里，并不是由于我们有共同的信仰，而是由于我们有共同的利益和希望。这种利益就是我们每一方都必须维护我们的独立和我们人民的安全。这种希望就是我们每一方都必须建立一种新的世界秩序。在这种秩序下， 具有不同制度和价值标准的国家和人民可以和平相处，既互有分歧又相互尊重，让历史而不是战场对他们不同的思想做出裁决。Mr.
Prime Minister, you have noted that the plane which brought us here is named the Spirit of 76. Just this week, we have celebrated in America the birth of George Washington, the father of our country, who led America to independence in our revolution and served as our first president. He bade farewell at the close of his term with these words to his countrymen. Observe good faith and justice toward all nations. Cultivate peace and harmony with all.
总理先生, 你已经注意到送我们到这里来的飞机的名称是76年精神号。就在这个星期，我们庆祝了我们国家的父亲乔治华盛顿的生日，是他在我们的革命过程中领导美国取得了独立，并担任了我们的第一届总统。在他任期届满时，他用下面的话向他的同胞告别：对一切国家遵守信用和正义， 同所有的人和睦相处。
It is in that spirit, the spirit of 76, that I ask you to rise and join me in a toast to Chairman Mao, to Premier Cho, to the people of our two countries, and to the hope of our children that peace and harmony can be the legacy of our generation to theirs.
我以这样的精神，就是七六年精神，请大家和我一起举杯，为毛主席、周总理，为我们两国人民，并且为我们的孩子们的希望，他们希望从我们这一代能得到和平和和睦的遗产，为此而干杯。
America the Beautiful, the President and Zhou Enlai raise their glasses to each other under the flags of the People's Republic of China and of the United States. Now he's toasting the Marshal who is beside him and once again tours its table, drinking a toast with all of the Chinese officials who are at his table. When this has been completed, it will be Premier Zhou Enlai's turn to return the toast which President Nixon has just made. There's Dr. Kissinger. Now, Premier Zhou rises. The audience applauds. He makes his way to the microphone.
Nixon 夫人，女士们，先生们，同志们，朋友们，首先我为所有在座的中国同事们和本人的名义，感谢尼克松总统和夫人邀请我们参加今晚的宴会。
Mr. President and Mrs. Nixon, ladies and gentlemen, comrades and friends, first of all,On behalf of all my Chinese colleagues here, and in my own name, I would like to express appreciation to Mr. President and Mrs. Nixon for inviting us to this banquet.
Zhong Dong 先生一行明天就要离开北京，前往中国南方参观访问。在过去几天里，中东先生会见了毛泽东主席，我们双方举行了进一步的多次会谈，就中美两国关系正常化和共同关心的问题交换了意见。我们双方之间有着巨大的原则分歧，经过认真阐述讨论，使彼此的立场和主张有了更清楚的了解，这对双方都是有益的。
The President and his party are leaving Peking tomorrow to visit southern parts of China. In the past few days, President Nixon met with Chairman Mao Zedong, and our two sides held a number of further talks in which we exchanged views on the normalization of relations between China and the United States and on other questions of concern to the two sides. There exists great difference of principle.Between our two sides. Through earnest and frank discussions, a clearer knowledge of each other's positions and stands has been gained. This has been beneficial to both sides.
时代在前进，世界在变化。我们深信人民的力量是强大的。不管历史的发展会有什么曲折反复，世界的总的趋势肯定是走向光明，而不是走向黑暗。
The times are advancing and the world changing. We are deeply convinced that the strength of the people is powerful and that whatever zigzags and reverses there will be in the development of history, the general trend of the world is definitely towards light and not darkness.
增进中美两国人民之间的了解和友谊, 促进中美两国关系的正常化, 这是中美两国人民的共同愿望。 中国政府和中国人民将坚持不渝地为实现这一目标而努力。
It is the common desire of the Chinese and American peoples to enhance their mutual understanding and friendship and promote the normalization of relations between China and the United States. The Chinese government and people will work unswervingly towards this goal.
为伟大的美国人民，为伟大的中国人民，为中美两国人民的友谊，为尼克松总统和夫人的健康，为在座的其他美国客人们的健康，干杯！
I now propose a toast to the great American people, to the great Chinese people, to the friendship of the Chinese and American peoples, to the health of President Nixon and Mrs. Nixon, and to the health of all the other American guests present.
Now, as the President and Premier Cho exchange toasts, and as they did on Monday, begin to circulate around the tables, toasting each other's counterparts, let's talk for just a moment about what it was they said. Ross Terrell, you're more experienced than I in parsing these formal speeches. I would guess that what was not said by the President and the Premier is probably more important than what they actually said.
I think you may be right, Charles. I think first the tone of President Nixon's speech and behavior tonight seems a bit less ebullient than on Monday. That may just be that he's tired, but he didn't quote Chairman Mao in the expansive way of Monday. He preferred to quote George Washington. He did specifically allude to the freedom of the press in America, which seemed by implication to reflect on the lack of freedom of the press in China. He repeated the hopeful generalities about equality and independence, common interests of the two countries, but obviously the central problem that we have been mentioning, Taiwan, has not in any way been solved, much less the problem of Indochina, which we shouldn't expect to have been solved, but which President Nixon would like to get some help from the Chinese on. And there is, I think, a different angle of vision still there in the two speeches. Mr. Nixon searching for world order, Premier Zhou thinking a bit more narrowly about normalized relations, and Taiwan is obviously the problem there. Of course, they may still be discussing matters on each side prior to the communique, but Mr. Nixon hasn't told us how, in his words of Monday night, this meeting is going to change the world. He hasn't told us yet.